At the Justice Department today, the announcement of a major immigration crackdown.
The Department of Justice will prevent aliens who engage in or support terrorist activity from entering our country. We will detain, prosecute, deport terrorist aliens who are already inside the nation's borders. America will not allow terrorists to use our hospitality as a weapon against us.
That was Attorney General John Ashcroft designating 46 terrorist groups whose members and supporters will not be allowed to enter the United States. Ashcroft also announced the establishment of a foreign terrorist tracking force. Joining us with details of the crackdown is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, what will the task force do?
Well, it's called the Foreign Terrorist Tracking Task Force. That's pretty explanatory. It's supposed to, as Attorney General Ashcroft put it, neutralize the threat of terrorist aliens. Now, it would do several things. First, it would bar foreigners from coming into the United States, and it would deport them if they fit into one of three categories: representatives, members, or supporters of terrorist organizations, aliens who are suspected of being involved in terrorist activity, and people who provide material support to terrorist organizations. That would mean money or working for them or organizing, that kind of thing. And it's also going to try to coordinate the Immigration Service, the FBI, and the Customs Service to share critical information. Now, as you know, that's been a major problem. In the past, the FBI has not given the INS the names of people on its watch list in time, and the people ended up slipping through. That's happened a few times this fall, just before the September 11th attack. So they want to identify potential new terrorists and make sure that the ones they do know about don't slip in through the cracks.
Doesn't that raise some concerns about the civil liberties of legitimate immigrants?
Yeah, it sure does. Immigration advocates have been worried about this ever since the anti-terrorism bill first came up. Now it's law. A major concern is, you know, how do you determine who's supporting terrorist activity? If you're, you know, if you're on the payroll of Al-Qaeda, that's one thing. But what if you just go to an anti-American rally sponsored by an extremist Islamic group? And, you know, what if that group also has a humanitarian wing, and you want to donate money to that group because it distributes blankets in the Gaza Strip, for example? Under these guidelines, these legal immigrants could be deported for that. Civil libertarians call this the guilt by association provision.
So what groups exactly are being targeted? Are these 46 groups already on somebody's list?
Yes, they are. They are all familiar names. They're on the list at the Treasury Department, the State Department, and the President's list. Now, the implication for people who want to support these groups is, there's an implication for people who want to support these groups. You are automatically deportable if you help one of these designated groups. But if you help another type of group that, you know, like Hamas, which isn't on the list, you're okay. So a person could give money to Hamas but not be deported, but if he or she donated to Al-Wafa, he'd be subject to deportation.
They, I assume, want to make sure terrorists don't come in as well.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to try to tighten the security. They're going to see if people who want to come into the nation, into the U.S., have any association with any of these 46 groups. So what they're going to do is run background checks on people who are applying for non-immigrant visas. They'll run the names by the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, and if they look suspicious, then they won't admit them.
Thanks very much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.